Rehearsals started this week on the next show for the Kansas Repertory Theater. Their summer production is Chasing Gods, written by Paris Creighton III and directed by Marcus Potter, who teaches in KU's theater department. Marcus, thank you for coming in today.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
Chasing Gods is set in 2016, just after the Pulse nightclub shooting. Give us a quick overview of the storyline.
As you mentioned, 3 weeks since one of the worst acts of violence against the LGBTQ plus community, and the matriarch of this family and local pastor, Deidre Curtis, makes some incendiary comments about the gay community. And from that point, we have a family trying to find forgiveness, understanding, find love, find how they can move forward with this grenade that has been dropped upon their family. And it's a heavy topic, but it's a funny play, and there's rich, beautiful characters that you fall in love with, that you can instantly identify with. It's a dysfunctional family at its finest, and there are beautiful characters that you just want to spend time with and you want to get to know, and it's interspersed with tremendous passion, humor, and light, and you go on this journey and you are able to really challenge yourself while you're on this journey of forgiveness and healing and potential redemption.
What have been some of the challenges with doing this production?
This is a new play, so it's deeply in development. This is the first production of it before it goes to New York off-Broadway next year, so it's very much in flux. The script is changing. The playwright is going to be in residence with us, and it's an evolving piece of art that hasn't settled yet, that this community will be instrumental in helping shape before it moves to New York.
What does that mean to have the playwright here in residence and working with you, the director, working with the actors, and seeing how his words sound on stage?
Well, the development process is an exciting process, something I'm very passionate about. I primarily have been working in the creation and development of new works. So you really take a deep dive into the unknown, because the play is still being shaped, and super grateful for Kansas Repertory Theater for providing this opportunity to New York Rep, where I'm also producing artistic director of. But having Paris in the room, Paris is a young, brilliant playwright who is going to be very well known. He's an emerging writer that has worked all over the country. He's brand new to New York, and he's one of the most exciting voices that I've read and heard in a long, long time. So having this collaboration with this brilliant dramatist is a thrilling experience. And Paris and I will be working together daily, meeting after rehearsal and rewriting and shaping the play as we are in rehearsal. So it's taking shape as we go, and having Paris as part of the process and having him as a collaborator here in residence means everything to the ultimate trajectory of the piece.
For people who aren't familiar with the Kansas Repertory Theater, explain how KU came to host this professional production.
So the mission of KRT is to give the Lawrence community the unique opportunity to see professional theater that includes a professional equity actors from Kansas City and from the Lawrence community working alongside KU students. So it's an incredible opportunity for the department to bridge into the professional world. And it's this wonderful hybrid of a student working with a mentor, developing and working alongside each other. So it's a thrilling opportunity for our students. And as KRT grows and expands, it's also a wonderful opportunity for the Lawrence community to see professional work here in town.
You'd mentioned that this production will premiere here at KU, and then it's going to New York, where it will be produced by the New York Repertory Theater. Describe the relationship between Kansas Repertory Theater and New York Rep.
So this is my first year at KU. Another professor, Peter Zazzali, who is a brilliant director and a close collaborator of mine, was instrumental in bringing me here to KU, and this is my second semester now. And one of the things Peter and the department mentioned was that they wanted KU's name to get out into the national conversation, and they encouraged this potential collaboration between New York Rep, where I'm producing artistic director, and KRT. So this summer, we have a unique opportunity to work together where New York Rep is bringing this play that we optioned to KU for its first workshop production before we open it off Broadway, and being able to have a test run and have the Lawrence community shape the play is an enormous opportunity, because we can make some mistakes and we can listen to the audiences here about what they're confused about, what inspires them. And the Lawrence community will be a part of the creative process. So that's one of the most thrilling and exciting parts about this development process and this partnership with New York Rep and KU.
Usually the Kansas Repertory Theater puts on two productions during the summer. Last year, they put on La Cage aux Folles and The Legend of Georgia McBride. The year before, Next to Normal and a book club play. Why is this year different?
Well, there were unfortunately some massive university-wide budget cuts.
We know those all too well.
Yes. So Kansas Repertory Theater, unfortunately, was not spared, and there were pretty severe cuts that were made, which made us rethink how we're going to operate. So this is a new path this summer. It's an exciting path, but it's different. As you mentioned, there's been rotating repertory theater. There's traditionally been a musical and a play, but this summer it'll just be this new work. But I'm hoping that we add the excitement of this being New York bound, and the Lawrence being in on the development of the piece is an exciting part of the process. So we're leaner and more economical this summer, but hopefully adding this component of developing new work will be an important step for KRT as well.
The theme of this week's show is that there are a lot of theater options for people in the KPR listening area. Why should we come see this show?
You're going to see a play that is going to turn a lot of heads, and a playwright that is going to get a lot of attention. And having the opportunity to see it here, I think, is a great opportunity for the community to see something first and to be able to say they saw it here before it becomes a big deal in New York. I've fallen deeply in love with this piece, and I couldn't say enough compelling things about this playwright and this play. So I heartily invite the Lawrence community to come check it out. July 12th, Murphy Hall on the KU campus, kutheater.org to buy tickets. Tickets go on sale June 12th.
Marcus, thank you so much for coming in and talking about Chasing Gods.
Thank you so much, Kay.